ultimately end up having to kill another messenger and another messenger because we're not dealing with what needs to be dealt with. So I think that that's where energy medicine really has the ability to move us beyond.
Welcome to the Second Wind Podcast, dedicated to guiding you towards a healthier, happier, and more fulfilling life. I am your host, Judy Marie Trimber, best-selling author and founder of Miracles of Health. As someone who has naturally healed through numerous health challenges myself, I clearly understand the struggles that many of us face on a daily basis. But I also know that there is hope and healing beyond those challenges. Through my journey and experiences, I have learned how to create purpose beyond pain and find joy in life again. In this podcast, I share my personal insights as well as practical tips and advice to help you on your own journey towards health, healing, and prosperity. It's time to catch your second wind so you can soar towards a brighter future.
Okay, hi, I am Judy Marie, owner of Miracles of Health. Thank you for watching our video today. And please hit the like button and subscribe, as this helps us to reach so many more people with these wonderful messages and guests that we have on. And today, joining us is Nora DeChant. Is that right? Nora DeChant.
Okay. Yes.
And Nora is the owner of her business, Pursuit of Vitality. And Nora and I, we've met, I don't know, 7 years ago or 6 years ago or whatever. And it's been a real, real special relationship. From the beginning. And Nora, you're very involved in energetic medicine, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, and you're in Colorado, in your facility, and what you set up and what you do is here in Colorado. So speaking about energetic medicine, and I love to hear people's stories of how they connected into energetic medicine or whatever awakened them to the path they're on. And you have a beautiful story, very powerful story, and see how that has been transpiring through to today. So how did you, you know, really, really start or engage with this? Wake up, you know, that's what the term a lot of people use. You know, they had a wake up calling.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is much like what happened to me. So I had been dealing with a number of health issues for about 10 years when I started my college career, which was focused in specializing in therapy with young adults or youth and those who were struggling with addiction. And along that journey, I was also working on my own health. And I came across the holistic health program at Front Range, and also was introduced to a chiropractor and nutrition response therapist, and really started to get relief in my life where I had been in just chronic daily pain.
And so Front Range is a college in Fort Collins, Colorado, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. And in a little more detail of that chronic pain, because a lot of people do have this and talk about this, like what were your symptoms?
Yeah. So, SI joint, debilitating SI joint pain, where I couldn't sleep at night. Sometimes I couldn't even walk or crawl. Just really debilitating joint pain throughout my body, neuropathy, numbing, tingling, kidney stones. I had kidney stones like clockwork every 3 months for over 8 years. You know, everything that I thought I was doing right, kale and nuts and, you know, dark leafy greens and all of these wonderful things that most people can digest and, right, it's really good for you. That was not the story for me. And Western medicine just really failed me. They wanted to call me a drug seeker. told me they couldn't figure out what was causing my pain. And so one day I got my x-rays and fired my doctor and went and saw the chiropractor nutrition response therapist, and that's where the journey really began for me.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And let's unravel this a little further. You talked previously about using the Rife machine, okay? And what are some of the things that you used? And along the way, what was the connection you were able to start making with your life? Or what has gone on, or your memories to what this was doing with your body, or was your body trying to let you know too, what your spirit has been trying to communicate? I mean, let's go into that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I didn't know at the time, and I actually was just diagnosed in 2021 with a genetic condition that I'm in the final stages of. But getting there was definitely a process, right? Like uncovering the emotional layers that are attached to the physical layers because everything is energy. And so, starting off with a nutrition response, getting that on track, getting my structural system into a space where walking was even possible on a daily basis was really transformative. But ultimately, with the Front Range Community College, they have a class called Jinshin, which is a Japanese form of acupressure, which a friend of mine was taking the class and volunteered to have me be her test subject, I guess, for lack of better words. And I received this modality once a week for an entire year. And I went from having kidney stones every 3 months to not having them at all. And I've actually been kidney stone free since then. So 7 years now, I have been kidney stone free after receiving Jinshin for a year. So I knew just with that huge shift in my life story that healing is a whole person approach. And so my trajectory of supporting the youth through talk therapy just took on a whole new life. And I started recognizing that, it's nutrition, it's breath work, it's your emotional body, it's your physical body. And really, I recognized that the power and potency in what I would experience receiving energy work just far surpass anything that Western medicine offered me. I was getting to the root cause.
That's key. I mean, when we have situations, chronic situations reoccurring, first there's acute, then there's subacute, then there's chronic. When it comes to that point, we're already heading into disease,
Right.
dis-ease. Okay. And so you were at that point of dis-ease. Okay.
Absolutely.
And
Yeah.
then being able to kind of take your life back. You also just mentioned talk therapy for those who may not know what that is.
Yeah, so talk
Yeah.
therapy. So I was focused, like I said, to get my degree in psychology to help with addiction. And so I was literally just looking at talk therapy as that route to support to support people. And then in my own healing journey, discovered like talk therapy is literally just scratching the surface. That's not really getting deep into where we're storing the memories in our body, where the dis-ease is manifesting because of that storage and our inability to identify it or validate it and move it. So, talk therapy, although that there's a lot of benefits and there's many types that can help, access that subconscious mind. It just didn't feel like it was sufficient enough in the work that I was hoping to do with children. So.
Wow. So that must have rocked your world when you started to really connect the energy and getting more to the roots of why you're experiencing this and how to reverse that. In that process, And here's where, I don't know about you, because I know you work with a lot of different people today, but for me, people want things healed overnight. Okay. They don't want to do the work. What's that? You know, when we start to really engage, you know, mind, body, spirit, energetically on another level of starting to pull these life cords out that no longer serves us, but we seek to understand, you know, that process, you must have gone through so many changes. And then when you go through that, I don't know if you've experienced this, I have, where maybe some of the friends or the people that we've had in our life, it starts changing. Okay. They're like, hey, who are you now? Okay. What are you doing? What planet are you from? You know, or, you know, what cult are you in, or what are you eating and chewing every day? You know what I mean? It's like that. I think that's crossing that bridge of mindfulness, becoming a conscious being. What was this like for you?
Oh, wow. I mean, it is like learning to live a whole different life, right? And it's not necessarily an easy process. I actually decided to go down the path of Kundalini yoga, which is one of the most challenging and transformative yoga practices on the planet. And so in that process, I definitely went through a dark night of the soul, where it was just like all of the trauma that I've experienced in my whole lifetime felt like it came to the surface all at once to be healed. And in that process, it looked a little messy on the surface. But on the other side of that was complete liberation and like freedom of so many patterns that were developed as a child and as an adult, even, you know, just having the life experiences that I've had. So yeah, it's been quite a journey. And not easy. It takes work. You know, these things that happen to us don't happen to us overnight. They build upon each other. Mm-hmm. And so the unraveling and healing process it's such a worthy pursuit. Mm-hmm. It is so vital, you know, in our ability to transform what's going on a physical, mental, spiritual level. It's not just one layer either. So people forget, mm-hmm. you know, we can kill the messenger with a pill. And ultimately end up having to kill another messenger and another messenger because we're not dealing with what needs to be dealt with. So I think that that's where energy medicine really has the ability to move us beyond the subconscious, beyond the toxic patterning. And it takes time. I love that.
And, yeah. And it doesn't mean you don't stay mindful of what you're choosing to eat or the environments you choose to be in and relationships. I mean, it's so life-changing, but it can bring about a sense of ongoing newfound freedoms.
Absolutely. Okay.
And like these energetic chains, and whether they're physical, whether, you know, whatever it is, but at the root, at least in my life, I have found when I begin to unravel the paradigms, when I unravel whatever those connections are that holds it in place, and it doesn't happen a second sooner than it's ready to happen. That's the funny thing. You may have seen this too with people. They're trying to force it before it's ready. Yeah. Okay. And we learn in the shamanic world, it comes when you're ready. The medicine comes, the grandmother comes, the ancestors come to help when you're ready. And saying that, maybe you could share a little more on that. And then how now I want to start talking about what you're really using to help people is the sound baths. So, yes. You know, is how that even came about, because you have been preparing yourself. And sometimes we don't know what we're preparing ourselves for, but it's even greater than what we anticipated or thought.
Absolutely. Yeah. So my journey of healing really took me along the path of shamanic medicine and indigenous traditional plant medicines. And in that journey, it really has led me to sound healing. Sound healing has been, just so transformative, not just for me, but for groups of people. Like, I can offer this service to more than one person at a time, which was ultimately my goal. When we can come together with a collective intention, the healing just manifests so much faster. And sound healing provides us the ability to get out of our heads, to really get into our body, to really shut the brain down so that the body has the ability to do the healing that is necessary to do. And so with the sound healing, I really like to incorporate different things so that the benefits of the sound can really be maximized. So we do...
let's back up just a little. In case anyone is not understanding what sound healing is.
Sure.
Okay. And what's all involved in it and what, yeah.
So sound healing really is about using different sacred instruments. I like to incorporate the East and the West when it comes to those instruments. So shamanic drumming, crystal bowls, gongs, bells. The crystal bowls, from my opinion, really are the sacred instrument of our time. And so it allows us to get into a deep theta brainwave. And then the other instruments is really like just taking you on a soundscape and really just getting that nervous system out of the fight or flight and into the deep rest. I can share with you what the equipment looks like.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Time.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And we move. I move in and out of the crowd and offer the different instruments in a very intimate experience. So it's a lot of fun and really profound. So
what are some of the results, the benefits people specifically have had that you know from doing a session? And how often would somebody want to do one of these? How long does it last?
Sure. So I've had people who have had memories that they've completely suppressed come to the surface and be validated and moved. I've had people who have not slept more than 5 hours a night message me the next day telling me they slept more than 8 hours. The benefits, they last, I mean, sometimes a lifetime. Other times they last 3-4 days. You know, people are able to actually just rest and digest on every level. The other benefits of it are increased creativity, decreased pain and inflammation. And again, I incorporate typically like the restructured medical grade ionized water. We do frequency medicine with a quantum pulse. So every session involves like different layers. I'll do plant medicine like cacao. So we do cacao, which offers a tremendous amount of minerals and vitamins and heart opening medicine. So every sound bath, I really try to make it a 6-dimensional 12 senses experience.
Oh gosh, so, I love that.
Yeah.
Wow. And I mean, we're talking about pulling together in the near future a retreat. that you'll be bringing the sound baths in. We're going to be bringing the Tesla biohealers in. We're going to be creating an all-day event that could be pretty tremendous for people. That's what you and I are looking at, this, because this is where our future is. This is where it is now, even, you know.
Absolutely.
To continue, as the planet is just in such a rapid change, it's really wild to, I mean, I'm going through that in my own life, like what I've been doing for about the last 40 years. Everything right now is in such a rapid motion of change. Yeah. And I'm finding, if we're open to it, maybe you're seeing this with your clients, it's almost a better or a frequency fit for our gifts and our soul. Like, we're being so elevated right now, not elevated in the sense above anybody else, okay, or or below anyone. It's our higher self, our what more we've come on this planet to be and do. And I see that with you. I mean, when I saw you the other day, a few weeks ago, I'm like, wow, what have you been doing? This is so cool, you know, because you could feel the lightness around. And as we continue to let go, shed the old, you know, do the shadow work, and then come more into our enlightened consciousness being and our source connection, you know, everything becomes lighter. And oh my gosh, I don't know if you're experiencing this too, Nora. Something that comes in your pathway, it's going to be a yes, or it's going to be a hell no. Okay. Yes. It's going to be, oh my gosh, I'm all about it, or I can't do it. I mean, are you seeing those, feeling those contrasts? Like,
yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's like, okay, this is, you can feel it almost in your body, like a compass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Like, this is an absolute yes, let's do this. Mm-hmm. Or yeah, nope, absolutely not. So,
oh my goodness. Yeah. And so how long do your sessions take? And like, do people usually do better if they have 3 or 5, or, you know, what, how do you handle that?
Yeah. So every person is very unique. And so I don't try to put any sort of limitation or box around how many sessions a particular person should have. I always tell people 5 sessions. If you haven't experienced a shift, then perhaps I'm not the right therapist, and we need to search outside of me and what other options are available to support people. But I have yet to have somebody too often who has that experience. Most of the time, by session 5, there's been profound change. And so each session is an hour and a half. My primary modality is craniosacral therapy. So that's working with the central nervous system, mm-hmm. cranium to sacrum,
mm-hmm.
and actually throughout the entire body. Now I am level 3 trained. So I can do literally from inside of the cranium all the way down to the toes. So that particular modality is pretty well known and really effective. So hour and a half session, I tell people, is my preference, because an hour just isn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And, you know, for babies, I work with a lot of newborn babies. They unwind in 2 to 10 sessions because they don't have the built up layers like most people. Mm-hmm. For an adult, you know, sometimes it can take 1 year, 2 years. I mean, oftentimes the trauma that's trapped in the body took, you know, 20, 30, 40 years to get to where a person is to come see me, because I'm kind of the last resort, which I should be the first, but, you know.
Sure. That's kind of what we do, right? I mean,
yeah, that's
we got
what, yeah.
to this, you, we have to finally hit this wall of, that is not working. None of that is not working. You know, I know that's what I ran into in my life. And when I was ready to surrender, what clearly is not working in my path. And that's not to say what will help another. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not putting down whatever a person's path or journey is, but it's really awesome to be part of something that continues to open up our well-being. Yes. on every level. And then it's much easier for me, I'm not sure about you, you could share what you think with this, being in these human bodies and on this planet, it's a whole different dance.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's layers. There's so much that comes in being in these bodies, you know. It's a very intricate, very intelligently designed system, you know, that does require us, yeah, to be able to be with the subtle energies, be with the macro and micro climates, and identify the best ways in which we can amplify our radiance and amplify the way in which we feel good. Because when we do that, it radiates outwardly. It supports us as a whole. There is one thing that all faiths across the globe have in common, right? And it's that we're all connected. We are one.
Yeah. Yes.
We all have our own intricate role in this dance that we call life. Mm-hmm. And so when one person feels good, it's a ripple effect. It has an impact. And so that's always my goal. If I can leave you better than I found you, then I've done my job.
And that's who you are. That is so who you are. How can people best get in touch with you?
So the best way is through my website, pursuitofvitality.com.
Okay.
Or call, text 970-689-2324.
Okay. Great. Yeah. And then I would say we're going to keep people posted as we are formulating a pretty interesting healing retreat coming up. So we're in our journey of pulling some things together. I'm certainly in a lot of change right now too, after doing certain things for so long in a certain way. Now it's going to become even more collective, you know, and joining in with people like you of how we can best keep raising the frequency vibration of ourselves, but so importantly for the planet. I mean, yes. The work you're doing is really helping consciousness of the planet, Mother Earth, all the elements. That's the piece that really impressed me talking with you too. It was about what we're doing overall, what you are doing overall for mankind.
Yeah.
And during a very, very important time of all these shifts going on for our awakening. And how to be leaders and help others and hold their hand and help be beside them in this spiritual walk of evolving as we are in such intense shifts for our greatest good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you for joining me today. Any final messages you want to leave?
Thank you. Thank you for the incredible work that you've done, the dedication over the last 40 years. And I'm excited. I'm excited to see what's next and how we can amplify the frequencies and energies of everyone we come in contact with. So,
me too. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Judy.
Thank you for tuning in for this week's episode. I trust that you found the insights and stories shared inspiring and beneficial. If you're ready to catch your second wind and transform your life, hit that subscribe button so that you are first to know when episodes are released every week. Let's continue the journey of health and transformation together. To support this podcast, please leave a rating and a written review on your podcast app of choice. Help us strengthen the winds of change by sharing the Second Wind podcast with everyone you know. For more information, please visit judymarie.net and miraclesofhealth.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at judymarietrimber and at miraclesofhealth. Always remember to believe in miracles and never give up on yourself. Embrace your own second wind. Take care and be well.